Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Pretty good. Did you see Larry yesterday courtside? Knicks and Pacers.
Looks good.
He had Susie to the left of him. Not our Susie. No. Susie Essman. And did you see who was the right of him? John Hamm.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. We'll get to that crazy game when Jim Pete joins in a couple hours. Afternoon, everybody. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Susie Jones with the news. Big news yesterday. We're reacting to it right at the start with the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry. Jacob is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. News breaking, not a surprise. It was I think the timing coinciding with 5 years after the death of George Floyd. Not a coincidence, let's be honest. The Trump administration has moved to dismiss the consent decree between Minneapolis and the Department of Justice. One of the quotes was this from an assistant attorney general with the DOJ Civil Rights Division. Excuse me. Overbroad police consent decrees divest local control of policing from communities where it belongs, turning the power over to unelected and unaccountable bureaucrats, often with an anti-police agenda. You are the mayor of Minneapolis. You are a huge part of this consent decree, sir. How do you react to that statement from the DOJ?
Well, I don't have an anti-police agenda. I very much support police officers because it is an honorable and very important profession. And simultaneously, I think it's fair to want police officers to have the best possible conduct, to be providing good constitutional policing, to be operating within the law. And we have done the work with the former Department of Justice to make sure that we've got a roadmap to make these important changes. And just because Donald Trump wants to step away from that police reform doesn't mean we need to step away from it. I mean, the bottom line here is, regardless of whether the White House is on board with this, we are, and we're going to do it anyway.
Okay, so let's stay with that because we've talked about this before. This has been out there, good reporting by others, and one of the last times you were on, I asked you, okay, so what's going to happen? And you said this. You said this here, and you're saying it again, that we will follow this even if the federal government is going to back away. How will you do this, and who will regulate you?
It's a good question. So right now, we are already under a settlement agreement with the Minnesota Department of Human Rights. We have tasked this group called ELIFA. ELIFA is the independent monitor or independent evaluator with making the determination as to whether we have hit the marks in the settlement agreement and the consent decree or whether we've fallen short. So here's our ask to them. Here's my ask ultimately to them is I want them to evaluate both the terms of the settlement agreement with Minnesota, but also the terms of the consent decree. And so the whole idea is that it's an independent, fair, objective evaluation. And they will tell everybody transparently, have we hit the marks or have we not? And to just forecast what's going to happen here for everybody, we are going to see some successes. We are making progress. In fact, the report from just a couple of days ago said that we had made more progress in setting a foundation for reform than virtually any city under a consent decree in the country. So we are making progress. And I'll forecast a little more. We're not going to hit all the items. There will be areas where we don't meet a deadline or we fall short because guess what? They're aggressive.
So what happens when you don't hit those points?
It will be shown very publicly that we did not hit the points. Just like it would be if there was a consent decree in place through the federal government. Really, there's no difference in that sense. It's reported out publicly. You're held accountable for not hitting those pieces, and you continue on with the work until you do.
Will, for someone who hears this and is worried that Alifa is going to be influenced by you or the police department, what do you say to them?
So every single one of these settlement agreements throughout the country and consent decrees has to have an independent evaluator. That independent evaluator here is Alifa. They've done this work in other cities. They've shown their independence. They certainly have not been in cahoots with these other organizations. If you look at the reports, it's not all strawberries and cream. In fact, if you look at the report about us, it's not all rosy. I mean, there are some areas, again, where we are proud to have hit the mark. There are some areas where we fell short. And that's just the truth if you're holding yourself to a high standard. So, I mean, I would just check the history because there's no sense of that at all.
So I want to play a soundbite that I heard earlier on the station. This is from Rebecca Lucero, who you know. She's the head of the Minnesota Department of Human Rights. You've alluded to that agreement. Here's part of what she said yesterday, and I want your reaction.
I don't think there has been any significant accomplishments at this point. There have been some key foundational pieces that they are building on, but they are very, very, very early in the process.
I was surprised by that. I thought it was fairly damning. When you hear that part, and I know she talked at length, and that's a part of it, but when you hear that part, what do you say?
Well, there's two parties, and then you've got the independent evaluator. The two parties are the Minnesota Department of Human Rights, and the other one is the city of Minneapolis, and then the independent evaluator is the one you want to look to determine whether those actions have been hit. She's not wrong in that the key pieces that we've accomplished right now are setting the foundations from which success can be achieved. And she's not wrong that it's early on in the process. I mean, that's absolutely correct. But the pieces that we were supposed to get done in terms of creating that foundation, just like Alifa said, we've done well. And I don't think it's worth short-circuiting that either. And I do believe that in the interview she mentioned that. I mean, so, you know, the work has been solid. We're making good progress. Are we there yet? Is there a victory lap? No, absolutely not. And I think she's right about that.
This is the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Let me get to one other part with this DOJ request for the dismissal. As multiple stories point out, it now settles in the hands of the district judge, Paul Magnuson. And there was some debate about this before, about the power of the DOJ and what was agreed. Could Magnuson overrule the DOJ itself and say that, no, this is in play? Or are you just accepting now that at the federal level, it's out and we're talking about Alifa and the Human Rights Division in the state?
The judge has the independence to make a decision based, of course, on the law and based on the positional arguments of the parties. And so, no, I don't want to dictate what Judge Magnuson will or won't do at this point. I don't know, is the honest truth.
Okay, let me ask you this, because the rumor has been out there in a lot of circles for about a month that around this time that the president himself on the federal charges would pardon Derek Chauvin. There have been reports that authorities have been notified about that possibility. Let's remind folks he is serving concurrent sentences for the murder of George Floyd. but that he would then be remanded to the state. What have you heard about that? And have you been in any official way alerted by any authorities about a possible pardon of Derek Chauvin?
We don't have any intelligence at this point that they're going down that route. Is it possible that they're hiding it until the last minute? Of course it's possible. I've heard rumors just like you, but no, none of them have been confirmed. Now, we also know that Donald Trump is about pure political theater. I mean, that's why I believe they waited until the week of the anniversary of George Floyd's murder to attempt to dismiss the consent decree. I mean, they could have done this at any time in the previous several months, but instead they asked for extension after extension to this point. So, I mean, could Donald Trump do some political theater with the pardon of Derek Chauvin too? Yeah, of course. But it would be just that, because the only thing that it would change if he pardoned Derek Chauvin is the prison that he was located in. It would change the prison from a federal prison to a state prison, because he still has to serve out his state sentence. And so could he do that? Yes. But again, Derek Chauvin will still be exactly where he should be, which is behind bars.
Last thing, the police chief, who you support frequently, made news last week when he was talking to the New York Post, obviously from that area, and he was talking about where he is here as the police chief in Minneapolis and compared it to his previous role in Newark. And he said nothing prepared him for the ultra-liberal orthodoxy he encountered in Minneapolis. Here it is very, I'm reading right from his quote, here it is very, very ideological. And a lot of times it's like reality and facts can't get through the filter. It's a very detached bourgeois liberal mentality. It's bizarre. What was your reaction to that? And did you talk to him about that?
So look, I also grew up on the East Coast. And it is a very difficult, different political climate. I mean, that's true. And I think what the chief was talking about was the general leadership of the political class in the city. And look, I understand what he was saying. I'm not using those words myself. I understand the differences between the East Coast and here. And at the same time, you know, look, I got a city to run. I'm not getting involved in sort of the mishmash of that kind of political.
Did you thing. Think it was criticism towards you?
I didn't take it that way.
Yeah. Did you think it was more directed at some of the folks on the city council that you may not agree with?
Here's how I took it. I took it as a statement that occasionally politics and specifically more extreme politics gets in the way of just reasoned common sense decision making. And if that's what he meant by it, I agree. You know, these rhetorical flourishes can often get you in trouble. And I mean, certainly I would advise against them. I've gotten in trouble for them myself. That being said, I mean, there is an issue when, you know, you're looking at it from a perspective that the way to counter Donald Trump is to go as hard left as you possibly can. I've said this before, the opposite of Donald Trump extremism is not the opposite extreme. It's good, thoughtful, common sense government where you're listening to the data, you're listening to experts, and you're loving your city more than your ideology. When you start loving your ideology more than your city, when you start making decisions that are more ideologically based than they are on what is in the best interest of the people of Minneapolis, yeah, that's when you get yourself in trouble, and that's when you make bad decisions.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, thank you.
Jacob Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis. If you'd like to react, you certainly can, anytime you want. We've named it today the Dave Harrigan Talk and Text Line.
Woo-hoo!
Both of us had a little hair touch up recently.
Yes.
You more dramatic than me.
Cut her down.
Cut her down dramatically. Who are you? Where are you? What do you want to say about what the mayor to say? Where did you agree? Where did you think he was right on? Where did you think, my God, what is he talking about? You can react with a phone call or a text again on the Dave Harrigan talk and text lines. Congratulations, Dave.
Thank
651-461-9226.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, we'll get to the music theme when we come back. Of course we knew this was coming, right? You know, if... And I get it where some of the Trump supporters think if, you know, he literally, as my father would say sometimes, if I cure cancer, you'd still be mad at me, you know? I'm like, I would always say, well, number one, you didn't cure cancer. And you did the exact opposite thing I asked you to do about my life. Okay, so. But there are Trump supporters listening right now who believe if he announced today, everybody gets along, there's no cancer, and we're all going to live till we're 500 and healthy as can be, that some of the TDS folks would still be mad at. Okay? It's the same thing with Trump. On Biden. If the Biden administration did almost anything, occasionally the president actually knew what was happening. Occasionally. That Trump would say, we're not doing it no matter what. So they pick and choose when they're big blue. Okay. You know when the Trump administration was not big blue? January 6th. Because he sat there on his big blue butt and watched an attempt of an insurrection with people violently harming police. And he loved it. Then when he pardoned, not certain individuals, because you can make a case, there could be some individuals with January 16th, you're like, January 6th, and you're like, really? That much of a sentence for this one? And I'm sure there were cases. But he didn't go case by case. He went all of it. And so if you're telling me Donald Trump is always big police guy, as long as they agree with him, which is how Trump operates in all aspects of life. So I would prefer that this consent decree was in place. Say the thing I've said a million times. To me, most police officers are very good at what they do. Most. High percentage. If they are dedicated, they work hard, they're good individuals, and we're lucky, immensely lucky, to have them. Like every job, you have outliers. But when I screw up a show, it's not quite the same as a police officer screwing up at something at a significant level or a pattern. And the pattern is clear for a small percentage of officers who represent an MPD about improper treatment, about lacking consistency between white people like the two of us and people of color. Again, small percentage. Doesn't obviously mean anytime somebody's pulled over, if they're a person of color, they were innocent the entire time. Doesn't believe it. But we got some history, and it's not good. And so a consent decree to oversee that from an independent Department of Justice, I like that idea. I do. I don't want that to stop normal, quality, necessary police work in this city where either the perception or the reality is it's still not safe enough. I don't think from the stories I've read over the years or the individuals I talk to that a consent decree, let's use the police metaphor, handcuffs the police and they can't do their job. But Trump is about symbolism and theater. He also, you know, I'm sure there are many people who believe this too. But come on, just days before, 5 years after. By the way, this show's never used an anniversary. When it's terrible events, when it's 5 years after somebody passing away or in your family, anniversary to me is a happy time. But of course, they timed it for this time. And I wouldn't be shocked. Would you be shocked at all if we find out sometime in the next week or two? Maybe even Sunday, the 25th, that they announced that Derek Chauvin is pardoned.
Can't be shocked.
0 to 10. Likelihood it happens. Sometime in the next month.
I still think it's below 50%.
I do too.
But it's rising.
Yeah, I do too. I think maybe 3 out of 10.
Yeah, 3 or 4.
3 out of 10. So let's see about this nonprofit group. Let's see about the Human Rights Division. Let's see about transparency. Let's see about information. Let's see about anecdotal, but more the data. They are making progress in hiring more police officers, but they're hundreds and hundreds behind. And they had that stretch, Dave, for multiple months without a homicide. And then they had that stretch in a period of time where it was ugly. And a lot of ugliness. A lot of murders, a lot of menacing, a lot of harassing, a lot of violent behavior happens when we have weather more like this than we do in January. So let's see if Jacob Fry, Brian O'Hara, and the department lives up to it, because not all those people who are in that responsibility now, and again, I'll repeat it for selectively picking this out, I believe 100% that Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. Let me be crystal clear. 100%. Am I skeptical of officers and what they said, certain officers, about the police training and the knee in the neck? Yeah. Yeah. I think it's clear that there was some training on that. You know what the training didn't say? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes. It didn't say, hey, when you've got him under control, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes. Derek Chauvin is the outlier. But we've had too many outliers in MPD. I don't know what the percentage is. 85, 90, 95% of officers in MPD have been great, or across the country, great. But the ones who are corrupt are so impactful. So if your department over years has that issue and the data showed it, then you should have some oversight. And so there was a lot of symbolism about this. But again, with Donald Trump, he really believes in something as long as you believe in him. It's 35 past 12. The Harrigan family and what has happened to them multiple times this week and maybe even later today can't eliminate it. Get to that. We'll get to traffic and we'll get to the weather music in moments on CCO.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Neil. I worry about Neil right now.
Yeah.
His health.
I know. Hang with us, Neil. We need you. This world needs you.
Hang with us. You know, in fact, before we get to your lightheartedness, I did get a text from a good friend of mine, and then I'm seeing Randy Shaver mention this too. Heartbroken about the unexpected death of my friend Mike Goldstein. This is Randy's tweet. We coach football together at Benil. Loved every minute. Mike was a great friend, stand-up guy, wonderful family man. I will miss lunch with Goldie so much. RIP, my friend. Dealt with Mike a few times, too. Officer in Plymouth. High quality human being. And a couple of my friends, actually, in the police community reached out to me. And vacation in Italy when this happened. And just really, really sad news. So my best to his entire family. Only the best to a person who just was dedicated to life. And everybody I know had dealt with him, who knew him a lot better than I, spoke incredibly high about him. So our best to his family. Remind you that we'll have CBS at the top, Susie, Jeremy Piven, great actor, comedian. He's coming up at the Fitzgerald Theater. June 7th, Jeremy Piven's going to join us, 135. Jim Pete, 207, will the Wolves bounce back? And Jason DeRusha, probably on his favorite topic, which is?
Jason DeRusha.
Jason DeRusha at 235. What has happened to your family twice this week?
Monday it happened to me. Tuesday it happened to my wife. We both were involved in car accidents. Everyone's mostly okay.
That's unbelievable.
She's been dealing with some probably concussion symptoms, a little whiplash, something like that. She got rear-ended.
Yep.
You know, it was a chain reaction kind of situation.
And she went to check and have medical.
She went to urgent care. They got her prescriptions for like an anti-nausea and a muscle relaxer, but her head's been foggy. Let's just say that. Staring at screens, not been easy. Mine was very slow speed.
Yep.
But certainly ripped up the driver's side of my car from a driver that decided she wanted to be in the lane that I was in.
Yep.
And
it was just utter incompetence. By
yeah, it was. I was in a right turn lane, just kind of right red light situation, right turn on red. Mm-hmm. So us in the right lane, we're kind of sneaking ahead as one goes,
yeah.
as the next goes.
Right.
And the driver next to me said, hey, "You know, I think I could do a right turn too. Maybe I should get in that lane. Oh, there's a vehicle there. I should have checked the old blind spot. Maybe check the mirror, huh?" So she bumped off of me and hit the woman in front of her. And my wife's situation, she was just stopped at a red light. I was actually speaking to her on the phone. She was, of course, hands-free.
Yeah.
Not that it really matters when she was stopping at a red light, but
yeah.
The point is she was not even moving. And yeah.
This isn't distracted.
Yes. On the phone, I could hear...
That's got to be scary.
Yeah.
You're on the phone. This is your wife.
Yes.
This is the person you love the most.
Yes, exactly.
Does she react right away? Is there a pause?
No, it was pretty much right away. It was, oh, my God, I just got rear-ended. Oh. And, you know, hey, are you fine? Yes, I think I'm fine. I got to go by. So it was, you know, quick. But, yeah, it was a driver that was, who knows, distracted, just not paying attention. I don't know. But hit a vehicle behind her who... really got a number done.
Yeah.
Who then kind of spun sideways in the back end, boom, right into her kind of right backside bumper. So,
how is she today?
Better.
Is she working?
She always has Thursdays off. So, okay. Not working today. She did work yesterday. Didn't feel great during it, but she got a lot of sleep last night.
Yeah.
Put it like that. She went to bed early and slept in
good.
Late.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
She deserves that. Should we be testing individuals more often to see if they should be on the road?
Yes.
Yeah. Is the only reason why we don't do this? Two reasons, I would guess. First of all, the people who get most active often on politics and issues like this are older. And they would not like it because they would be fearful they are targeted and they would lose their license.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And two, we just don't have the apparatus to do it. I mean, text me right now, 651-461-9226. If you have a kid or a grandkid who's trying to find a way to get a driver's test, I've been in and out of this game off and on, going back to Hunter, to Griffin, to Michael. My God.
It's easier to find a dental appointment these days than it is to get in if you're a 16-year-old to get the license.
Yeah. Well, now a lot of kids don't even care about getting the license until they're 17, 18.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is so different for me. I took the test on my birthday, and I drove to school that day, as I pointed out to my older boys. After passing the test the first time.
You're a winner.
I'm a winner. They're losers because they both passed. They both failed multiple times.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I just.
Does that reflect on you being a bad.
Absolutely not.
Bad teacher?
Absolutely not. It may have reflected on my browbeating.
You call that parallel parking?
There might have been one of them who. When we were pulling up to the Hidden Target, which is not the Hidden Target anymore because too many people discovered it, I'm like, turn harder, turn harder, turn harder! Because we were about to hit the car. And there might have been a child of mine who got out of the car and walked about 4 miles home.
Wow. That is tremendous Hartman stubbornness right there.
Yeah. Oh, he's more stubborn than me. And
statement.
That is a statement. Listen, in the... pecking order of stubbornness in this family, there is Hunter Hartman number one. There is the man, he has his middle name number two. I'm a distant third.
Wow.
I'm Gandhi compared to those two.
The llama.
Exactly. Should we be testing more people? Because the answer is yes. The answer is yes. There are people out there driving right now who are 30, 35, 40. They're incompetent. And, yeah, is it going to cost more? Sure. Is it worth it to save lives and injuries? Yeah, it is. And there are a lot of people, again, as a person who's about to put a six in front of his age fairly soon, just pay attention. I will never refer to anybody starting next week as old if they're in their 60s.
Young bucks and lasses.
It'll always now be their 70s and 80s. You know, thank God my maturity level's at 12, so it doesn't matter. That's what keeps me young. Yes or no? Should we be testing more people for driving? Because to me, the answer is 100% yes, and it's worth any cost. And we can put some people to work. We'll have more people. We'll set up more driving exam stations all over the place. Call or text. You agree? 651-461-9226. It's really simple. You can agree with me. Quality water matters a lot. We're not drinking enough water. Do you ever go to a doctor and the doctor says, hey, you've been drinking too much water? Maybe if you're a porpoise, you know, maybe you're a platypus. What about what other fish-like creature would you like to identify?
A dolphin.
A nice dolphin. Dolphin. I had a couple dolphins push me in Atlantis years ago. Very
good for
fun.
You.
I was in a bar. No. No, it was very, very exciting. You want to have the best water out there, why not go with a local company? A family-owned company that's been around since 1987. I'm talking about Aquarius Home Services. You can track them down. AquariusHomeServices.com. You know what Aquarius believes in? Earning the right to be recommended. I believe in that because I saw what they were doing at my father's place in the early 90s and when I bought a place. I said to Kathleen when we bought the place together, we're getting Aquarius. So since the early to mid-90s, I've had Aquarius at every house I've lived in because I don't want to take any chances with the drinking water for me, my family, and guests. You shouldn't also. How about the water softener? How about that? You want to deal with clothes and issues? You want to deal with other issues that you have at your place if you don't have a high-quality water softener? Kinetico can help you out. I recommend them. I've been recommending them for 30 years. Check out Aquarius. Do it today. What is this? I have no idea the music theme here.
We started with the Statler Brothers, Flowers on the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
We moved to Neil Diamond with Solitary Man. Today, we have Whitesnake. Here I Go Again.
Tawny.
Mm-hmm.
Tawny.
It is.
Any adult or female interested in attractive women, go ahead, find this video.
She was it.
She was
for
it.
For a time.
Oh, yeah.
When this video popped out, she was it.
Might have had the greatest legs ever. Tawny Kitaen.
Adam Carter would disagree with that.
Well, he'd say me.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two of us.
As the Statler Brothers
mentioned
in the song, playing Solitaire Till Dawn with a deck of 51, it is National Solitaire Day today, Chad. I'm celebrating.
The card game?
We all are celebrating. Yes, you bet it is. Get out your deck of 51 or 52, whatever you need. So we are playing songs about solitaire.
It's 52. And what are you talking about? 51. What kind of shaky thing are you doing here? It's a deck of 52 cards.
I know, but as I said, the Statler Brothers song, playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51.
Well, they were lying. Okay, so let's just.
They're saying it's hard to play a game of solitaire when you're missing a card.
Yeah, gets them out of here.
I don't think you're with it. By the way, do you ever hear that song and not think of Butch driving down the road in Pulp Fiction?
Never. Never. It's a great tune.
Yes, it is.
A great tune. We should be should we be testing more people? Should all of us? When should it start, Dave? Let's say, you know, ballpark, you pass it 16, 17, 18, 30?
I think it probably depends on your driving record. You know, maybe there's an age. Maybe you say when you're, I'm just throwing a number out, 60.
Not me.
You know, but.
Don't know what you're talking about. Can't identify.
If you're 60 and you have got a squeaky clean driving record, probably not. But if you reach an age where...
So it's some formula.
Yeah. You know, if you've got a bunch of speeding tickets, you know, a couple accidents, maybe we need to say, hey, come on back. Let's make sure your skills are up to par to actually be licensed on our roadways.
So are you saying if you have squeaky clean and, you know, you're Mrs. or Mr. 10 and 2 and no issues, maybe you're never tested?
Maybe.
Or is there an age where automatically everyone is tested?
I don't know if I feel comfortable about the age thing. Yeah, maybe 70, I don't know, 70, 75. Maybe at that point you just say, all right, come on, everyone's got to do it. But I think if you're 32 and you've been involved in multiple accidents and you have other traffic infractions, yeah, get in there. Let's make sure you're able to operate a motor vehicle that can be very dangerous on our roads at slow or high speeds.
If your kid does the Plymouth Drive Test facility, best to do a Google Maps of the course in detail for the landmines they have ready for 16-year-olds. Oh, yeah. Hunter and Griffin, they knew, okay. It was like they were studying, like, oh no, we don't want that instructor. We don't want that. And I just was just crushing them, like, how about you just pass the test?
Yeah.
You know, let's go. Millions of dollars in staffing, that's what we need. Yeah, let's do it. Chad asks people that live where rocks and cows roam don't have any problems getting your driver's test taken care of. Yeah, you might, because there's a lot of people from the metro area who are out driving to Eveleth or somewhere to get their test done. Let's see. Within the past month, how sad is this one? My significant other was hit head-on by a drunk driver in St. Paul at 5:30 Wednesday. My son's car was hit by a guy who decided stop signs are optional. Both are okay. Cars both totaled. That's... just awful. We should be enforcing the laws. I know people have roadies in the vehicle, meaning drinking alcohol while they're driving. I also know many who drive are smoking pot. Let's start there. More text. I'm a big bike rider. A neighbor woman was crazy, was in her lane. She swerved in my lane, wanting to hit me. She barely missed. I called the cops the next day. She aimed her car at two walkers who had to dive out of the way. According to the county, she was able to keep her license. Was this Susie Jones? Driver's test. Can you start with my elderly mother-in-law? Oh, it becomes a big issue.
Yes, it does.
Big issue. Passing the test does not ensure better driving. I was a driving instructor for about 13 years. That's true. Hi, Chad. Sounds like your boys might have inherited their driving skills from your father. my brother Dennis Ryan was involved in this story. Yeah, Dennis, by the way. Tell your brother, Dennis Ryan, one of the greats of all time. Vikings equipment man for, I don't know, was he 40, 50 years? All-timer, Dennis Ryan. They don't get better than that. What do we have next now? We have Jeremy Piven. We'll talk about the big, beautiful Bill. And right now, we'll get CBS and Susan K. Jones on the home of the Twins, CCO.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.